All right, welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Thursday, April 6, 2017. Man, where does the time go? Already Thursday, unbelievable. So more from Matt Taibbi's Rolling Stone article, Putin Derangement Syndrome Arrives. I think he's on point. So continuing, he wrote, I personally, and this article was published back on the 3rd of this month, but he wrote, I personally would be surprised if this turns out to be the narrative, that whole, you know, Trump compromised by ancient deals with Russian mobsters, blackmailed by the unspeakable tape, made a secret deal, proxy war in Ukraine, et cetera, in exchange for Wasserman, Schultz, and Podesta's emails. So Matt Taibbi writes, I would be surprised if this turns out to be the narrative, mainly because we haven't seen any real evidence of it, and that is a fact. But episodes like the Flynn story have even the most careful reporters paralyzed. What if tomorrow it all turns out to be true? What if reality does turn out to be a massive connect-the-dots image of St. Basil's Cathedral sitting atop the White House? This was suddenly legitimate British conspiracy. This was suddenly legitimate British conspiracist Louis Mensch's construction in the New York Times last week. He writes parenthetically, what if all the Glenn Beck-style far-out charts with the circles and arrows somehow all make sense? This is one of those tricks that keeps every good conspiracy theory going. Nobody wants to be the one claiming the emperor has no clothes the day His Highness walks out naked. And this Russian thing has spun out of control into just such an exercise of conspiratorial mass hysteria. Even I think, Matt Taibbi writes, there should be a legitimate independent investigation. And of course, I disagree because, again, they're all compromised. Consider, for instance, the 9/11 commission that everyone says the independent bipartisan commission to investigate Russia collusion, interference, etc., should be patterned after. The very commission that essentially discredited itself. It renounced its own report, and according to the commission head, the replacement for Henry Kissinger, Thomas Keene, who was also a Pilgrim Society member, by the way, lest we forget, said later publicly, remember back in 2006 when Thomas Keene said that he thought the commission was in many ways set up to fail. Again, just like every independent bipartisan 9/11-like commission is. Every good independent bipartisan 9/11-like commission is set up to fail. So I disagree with Matt Taibbi on this. But Matt Taibbi writes, he says, I think there should be a legitimate independent investigation. If there could be such a thing, of course I would agree. One that, given Trump's history, might uncover all sorts of things. But almost irrespective of what ends up being uncovered on the Trump side, the public prosecution of this affair has taken on a malevolent life of its own. Very well put. Who could disagree with that? Again, reading Ben Rhodes' tweets seems to make that fairly self-evident, but that's a whole separate issue, and we'll get to that in a minute. One way we recognize a mass hysteria movement is that everyone who doesn't believe is accused of being in on the plot. This has been going on virtually unrestrained in both political and media circles in recent weeks. Again, who could argue? The aforementioned Mensch, a noted loon who thinks Putin murdered Andrew Breitbart, but has somehow been put front and center by the Times and HBO's Real Time, has denounced an extraordinary list of Kremlin plants. And there's more, but you get the point. You can read... Matt does a great job of pointing to a number of folks who have fomented this contrived hysteria. And it seems many are guilty, and few folks like Matt Taibbi and Eli Lake, I would say, a very few. John Solomon, you've heard his reporting. He's one of the folks that says, let's not rush to judgment. Let's stick to the facts here. While reporting on the subject of particularly the leaking, the unmasking and leaking of Trump campaign surveillance data. So what does this all mean? Well, we're losing our heads. And this dovetails with has a deleterious effect in the public conscience, so to speak. And we are all getting more, we're getting rougher and more brutish, not realizing that we're undermining our own confidence in our own leadership and our own government. That is the glasnost effect. That is the essence of it. So as I always say, beware the glasnost effect, comrades. It's better that cooler heads prevail. We step back and we examine the facts, truly, wherever they may lead, in plain and simple English, not in some kind of esoteric fashion. But back to, speaking of wherever the facts lead, back to Senator Chuck Grassley's letter to Dana Bente, the acting deputy attorney general, back on March 31st. And the other letter that I mentioned, again, some of the things that – some of the deadlines that we'll want to pay attention to, the March 20th deadline of Senator Grassley's first letter to FBI Director Comey came and went. Obviously, the second letter, that was the March 6th letter to Director Comey. Grassley's March 28th letter to FBI Director Comey, along the same lines, had a an April 11th deadline. So that'll be interesting to watch to see what happens, if anything, by next Tuesday. Grassley's letter to Glenn Simpson at Fusion GPS had an April 7th deadline, so it'll be interesting to see what happens by tomorrow if we hear any word from Senator Grassley's office on that. And last but not least, in this collection of information, Senator Grassley's letter to Acting Deputy Attorney General Dana Bente has a deadline of April 14th for response. So again, it'll be interesting to see what happens between now and next Friday, if anything, on that front. So back to that letter, speaking of the letter to Acting Deputy Attorney General Dana Bente from Senator Chuck Grassley, gave you a little bit of background. In July of 2016, Mr. William Browder filed a formal FARA complaint with the Justice Department regarding Fusion GPS, Renat Akhmetson, and their associates. His complaint alleged that lobbyists working for Russian interests in a campaign to oppose the pending Global Magnitsky Act failed to register under FARA and the Lobbying Disclosure Act of 1995. What is the Global Magnitsky Act? Well, it's an expansion of the Magnitsky Act, and to broaden its reach to other countries. What does that mean? Well, I'll get to that in a minute. The committee, Senator Grassley wrote, needs to understand what actions the Justice Department has taken in response to the information in Mr. Browder's complaint. The issue is of particular concern to the committee, and who is Mr. Browder? Well, we'll get to that in a minute too. All from Senator Grassley's letter. The issue is of particular concern to the committee, given that when Fusion GPS, and again, this is key, when Fusion GPS reportedly was acting as an unregistered agent of Russian interests, it appears to have been simultaneously overseeing the creation of the unsubstantiated dossier of allegations of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians. So there is collusion. There is, think about this, and there are going to be degrees of plausible deniability, degrees of separation. Folks are going to say, well, I had nothing. I didn't know anything about that. Christopher Steele is kind of the insular agent, if you will, between folks who obviously, I would say, knew what was going on and their contacts, their Russian counterparts in this in these efforts. So you have Fusion GPS reportedly acting as an unregistered agent of foreign interests, and at the same time, Renat Akhmetson and associates of Renat Infusion, also acting in as an agent, an unregistered agent of Russian interests, to discredit the Magnitsky Act and efforts to broaden it in the Global Magnitsky Act, but simultaneously overseeing the creation of the unsubstantiated dossier of allegations of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians. So it's interesting. You have Russians deceptively colluding and conspiring, including an admitted Soviet counterintelligence officer as part of this operation. They're working to discredit the Global Magnitsky, or the Magnitsky Act, and the broadening of it in the Global Magnitsky Act, and at the same time working on this dossier. It's an inside hit job. Does that not seem obvious? It becomes more obvious the more you learn about this. So continuing from Grassley's letter, Mr. Browder, again, William Browder, is the CEO of Hermitage Capital Management. What is Hermitage? Well, an investment firm that at one time was the largest foreign portfolio investor in Russia. According to the Justice Department, in 2007, Russian government officials and members of organized crime engaged, and you know, really at the highest levels of government these days, is there really any difference between government officials and members of organized crime? It's kind of, that's redundant, isn't it? And I'm not saying that's exclusively a Russian condition by any means. That's the point. But in according to the Justice Department, in 2007, Russian government officials and members of organized crime engaged in corporate identity theft, stealing the corporate identities of three Hermitage companies and using them to fraudulently obtain $230 million. The $230 million was then extensively laundered into accounts outside Russia. This is where it gets interesting. This is where the – if there is collusion, I think this is – it's interesting. Will this get legs? Will this be ferreted out, or will this just kind of disappear down the memory hole? Because I think if this really came to full light, you would see the Chicago Boys Network come down, the New York Boys Network come down. You would see a lot of these – circles of power destroyed. So this probably won't come to the light of day. But continuing, again, the $230 million was then extensively laundered into accounts outside of Russia. When Hermitage learned of the situation, its attorneys, including Mr. Sergei Magnitsky, investigated. In December of 2007, Hermitage filed criminal complaints with law enforcement agencies in Russia, complaints which identified the Russian government officials who had been involved. Are you following? Hermitage filed criminal complaints with law enforcement agencies in Russia, complaints which identified the Russian government officials who had been involved. In response, the Russian government assigned the case to the very officials involved in the crime. Problem? Which, by the way, kind of reminds me of the independent bipartisan 9/11 commission. Remember Kissinger, Thomas Kean, et cetera, you know, Zelikow, all of these folks, you know, PNAC members, Pilgrim Society folks, you know, all of the insiders, the foxes watching the hen house. But I digress. In response, the Russian government assigned the case to the very officials involved in the crime, who then arrested Mr. Magnitsky, again, the Hermitage attorney who uncovered the conspirators in the theft and fraud. Arrested Magnitsky and kept him in pretrial detention for nearly a year until he died under highly suspicious circumstances after being beaten by guards and denied medical treatment. In response to this brazen violation of human rights, Congress passed the bipartisan Sergei Magnitsky Rule of Law Accountability Act of 2012, the Magnitsky Act, which was signed into law by President Obama. Remember, that was 2012. The law authorized the president determined were responsible. Covered. The law also authorized sanctions. Aha, here's where sanctions gets interesting. The law also authorized sanctions against those the president determined were responsible for other extrajudicial killings, torture, and human rights violations committed against individuals seeking to promote human rights or expose illegal activity carried out by Russian government officials. So if you understand what's going on here, a huge theft scheme takes place. Against Hermitage Capital Management, investigates, discovers who's involved, files criminal complaints in December of 2007. The attorney who is the point guy for uncovering all of this is essentially assassinated under highly suspicious circumstances. And eventually the Magnitsky Act is passed in his name that includes sanctions against those the president determined were responsible for, well, involvement, essentially, the theft, the crime, the cover-up, and carried out in cooperation with the Russian government, elements of the Russian government. The sanctions involved banning the identified individuals from the U.S. And authorizing the president to use the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to freeze their property, provided that the property is in the United States. President Obama initially identified 18 such individuals and subsequently added others. So now, hopefully, you can see if this is what, when we hear sanctions, Trump is, you know, attempting to repeal Russian sanctions. Is this what we're talking about? Can you see how now the collusion narrative takes on a much broader scope and a much more nefarious one at that, where behind closed doors, someone says, don't worry, we can lift these sanctions and we can, you know, get this property and these illicit funds moving once again. Under those circumstances, obviously, it starts to take on a much more nefarious scope, as I said. So the Russian government responded to the Magnitsky Act by prohibiting all adoptions of Russian children by the United States, by United States citizens, et cetera, et cetera. In 2013, the Department of Justice initiated a civil asset forfeiture case against Prevzon Holdings, a company owned by Russian Denis Katsev, the son of a former Russian government minister. The Justice Department argued that his company had received millions of laundered $230 million from the conspiracy Mr. Magnitsky discovered and had used it to purchase real estate in New York. You see where I'm going with this? Additionally, in 2015, Senators Cardin and McCain introduced the Global Magnitsky Act, which would extend the Magnitsky sanctions framework to human rights violators across the globe. So to try to root these people out, not just in Russia, but again around the globe. As detailed in press accounts and in Mr. Browder's FARA complaint, in response to these actions, Prevzon Holdings and the Russian government began a lobbying campaign purportedly designed to try to repeal the Magnitsky Act, remove the name Magnitsky from the Global Magnitsky Act and delay its progress, and cast doubt on the Justice Department's version of events regarding the corporate identity theft of Hermitage Companies, the fraudulently obtained $230 million in the death of Mr. Magnitsky. We'll conclude when we come back. Stick around.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. I am giving you parts of Senator Chuck Grassley's letter to Dana Bente, acting deputy attorney general, his letter back on March 31st, with a deadline of April 14th. But this as a window into the possibility of much broader collusion and corruption. As I have been saying, it's astonishing to me how certain things are not – certain narratives are not finding their way out. Why is it that we have this myopia, or the mainstream press does, and by proxy the American people? Who has time to look into this kind of stuff? But – why the myopia? Folks seemingly investigating thoroughly, wherever the facts may lead, as the expression goes, can't seem to see the forest for the trees. And as I keep saying, it seems clear to me that there's smoke everywhere and it's indiscriminate. So if there was Russian collusion, for example, and conspiracy, it seems that it was indiscriminate. In other words, whoever is interested in a pay-to-play for scheme the Russians are happy to collude and conspire with. And who loves pay-to-play more than Hillary Clinton? The Clintons. They love that stuff. I mean, they essentially wrote the book on it. So I think if there is collusion, it's indiscriminate. And again, I think if we could really uncover all the facts, I think it would reach to the highest levels. And that seems to be fairly self-evident. So continuing from Senator Grassley's letter to Dana Bente, President Holdings, again, a company owned by Russian Denis Katsev, the son of a former Russian government minister. Previn's lobbying efforts were reportedly commissioned by Mr. Katsev, who organized them through a Delaware nonprofit. Now, again, just to back up, what was the lobbying campaign purportedly designed to do? It was to try to repeal the Magnitsky Act, remove the name Magnitsky from the Global Magnitsky Act, and delay its progress. See, they're not worried about repealing delay its progress and cast doubt on the Justice Department version of events regarding the corporate identity theft of Hermitage Companies and fraudulently obtained $230 million in the death of Mr. Magnitsky. So that's the lobbying campaign. Propaganda campaign. Previn's lobbying efforts were reportedly commissioned by Mr. Katsev, who organized them through a Delaware nonprofit he formed and through the law firm then representing Previn in the asset forfeiture case, Baker Hostetler. Among others, the efforts involved lobbyist Renat Akhmetzin and Fusion GPS, a political research firm led by Glenn Simpson. And I already mentioned Grassley's letter to Glenn Simpson. According to press reports, Baker Hostetler partner Mark Simrott briefed congressional staff on the asset forfeiture case, attempting to discredit the Justice Department's version of events and instead push the Russian government's account. Imagine the hubris. Renat Akhmetzin, along with former Congressman Ron Dellums, reportedly lobbied the House Foreign Affairs Committee, telling staffers, quote, they were lobbying on behalf of a Russian company called Previn and asking the committee to delay the Global Magnitsky Act or at least remove Magnitsky from the name, end quote, as well as telling the staffers, quote, it was a shame that this bill had made it so Russian orphans cannot be adopted by Americans, end quote. Mr. Akhmetzin was also involved in the screening targeting congressional staffers and State Department officials of an anti-Magnitsky propaganda film. For its part, Fusion GPS reportedly dug up dirt on Mr. Browder's property and finances and attempted to generate negative stories about Mr. Browder and Hermitage in the media, shopping stories to a number of reporters. Think about that. There's a little bit more, and we'll wrap this letter up. Hopefully this broadens your understanding of the collusion charges floating around on the wind. We'll be right back right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, April 6, 2017. You know, when you really understand what's going on here, you kind of start to scratch your head. You wonder, for example, why we haven't heard more from Bill Browder. Why haven't we heard from him? Maybe we'll give you a clip. There's been very little coverage. You hear from here and there. Very little. CNBC interviewed him back on January 19th, the day before the inauguration. But we'll get back to that in a second. So what's happening here? What does this all mean? Well, hopefully putting some of this in context makes sense. And again, my suspicion, as I keep saying, is that if there is corruption, it's indiscriminate. If there is collusion, it's indiscriminate. Because isn't it always? Whoever wants to collude, colludes. Does collusion recognize party lines? That's kind of an absurd insinuation, to borrow a Bushism. So continuing, follow me on this story. I know it's a lot. You should get a copy of it for yourself and read it. But continuing from Senator Chuck Grassley's letter to Dana Bente, acting Deputy Attorney General, on March 31st. Again, deadline April 14th, next Friday. We'll see what happens. But continuing from the letter, so you have a number of folks colluding and conspiring in this propaganda, this lobbying campaign, reportedly commissioned by Dennis Katsev, owner of Prevezin Holdings and son of former Russian government minister. According to press reports, the Russian government also directly delivered a letter on the issue to a congressional delegation visiting the country, which similarly sought to undermine the Justice Department's account of events by accusing Mr. Browder and Mr. Magnitsky of a variety of crimes. The letter from the Russian government also stated, quote, changing attitudes to the Magnitsky story in Congress, obtaining reliable knowledge about real events and personal motives of those behind the lobbying and this destructive act, taking into account the pre-election political situation, may change the current climate in interstate relations. Such a situation could have a very favorable response from the Russian side on many key controversial issues and disagreements with the United States, including matters concerning the adoption procedures. Adoption is just a distraction, a downplaying of the broader charges, obviously. And it is particularly disturbing, Grassley's letter states, that Mr. Akhmetsin and Fusion GPS were working together on this pro-Russia lobbying effort in 2016. In light of Mr. Akhmetsin's history and reputation, again, admitted Soviet counterintelligence officer, former or current, is there any such thing as former? But I digress. Mr. Akhmetsin is a Russian immigrant to the U.S. who has admitted having been a Soviet counterintelligence officer. In fact, it has been reported that he worked for the GRU and allegedly specializes in active measures campaigns, quote-unquote, i.e. subversive political influence operations, often involving disinformation and propaganda. How apropos, especially, as I say, in view of the glasnost effect, comrades. According to press accounts, Mr. Akhmetsin, quote, is known in foreign policy circles as a key pro-Russian operator, end quote, and Radio Free Europe described him as a Russian gun for hire who lurks in the shadows of Washington's lobbying world, quote unquote. He was even accused in a lawsuit of organizing a scheme to hack the computers of one of his client's adversaries. As you know, Fusion GPS is the company behind the creation of the unsubstantiated dossier alleging a conspiracy between President Trump and Russia. There is a high degree, I would add parenthetically, of what one would call psychological projection, but we'll get back to that later, probably tomorrow. Continuing from the letter, it is highly troubling that Fusion GPS appears to have been working with someone with ties to Russian intelligence, someone unscrupulous with unsavory ties and et cetera, I would add. It is highly troubling that Fusion GPS appears to have been working with someone with ties to Russian intelligence, let alone someone alleged to have conducted political disinformation campaigns as part of a pro-Russia lobbying effort while simultaneously overseeing the creation of the Trump-Russia dossier. The relationship casts further doubt on an already highly dubious dossier. Highly dubious dossier. And you know, it's interesting, just again as a parenthetical aside, how the charges are made. There is a highly dubious dossier that's released, and suddenly that becomes the source of scandal on the winds. And as the scandal gets legs, the dossier is discredited. Again, highly dubious dossier, unsubstantiated allegations entirely. Yet the allegations it alleges have already caught fire, started a brush fire, and no one seems to want to go back and visit. I mean, are we hearing about Fusion GPS, Rinat Akhmetzin, and this broader story? And, you know, as we look at what apparently the Clinton organization was doing, or at least had access to, with regard to the Susan Rice revelations, then you can see a confluence of narratives, I would say. In other words, there seems to be some overlap. And as I keep saying, speculating, it seems that corruption and collusion no party lines, indiscriminate. So continuing to conclude from Grassley's letter, again, it's highly troubling that Fusion GPS appears to have been working with someone with ties to Russian intelligence, let alone someone alleged to have conducted political disinformation campaigns as part of a pro-Russian lobbying effort, while also simultaneously overseeing the creation of the Trump-Russia dossier. The relationship casts further doubt on an already highly dubious dossier. The actions of Mr. Akhmetzin, Fusion GPS, and the others described in Mr. Browder's complaint. You know, I read that and I think, how many people have heard these words and thought, I need to look at Mr. Browder's complaint. Who are the others described in Mr. Browder's complaint? The actions of Mr. Akhmetzin, Fusion GPS, and the others described in Mr. Browder's complaint appear to show that they acted on behalf of a foreign principal. This is exactly the type of activity Congress intended to reach with FARA. When properly enforced, FARA provides important transparency. However, in this case, because none of the parties involved in the anti-Magnitsky lobbying had properly registered under FARA, these suspicious connections were not appropriately documented and brought to public light. In fact, it is unclear whether the FBI was or is aware of Fusion GPS's pro-Russia lobbying and connection with Mr. Akhmetzin, or that these efforts coincided with the creation of the dossier. Presumably, such awareness would have informed the FBI's evaluation of the dossier's credibility. This is why it is important for the Department of Justice to actually enforce FARA's disclosure requirements. And then, as is typical, Grassley has a list of questions and requests, please respond to the following by no later than April 14th, 2017. So hopefully that sheds some light. It's interesting. You know, obviously the medium is the message, and you can't give a thorough treatment of the subject in you know, 2 minutes in mainstream news coverage. But there are, you know, documentary series, for example, that even the mainstream news can do. And as far as that's concerned, again, I'm kind of reminded of Carl Cameron's 2001 four-part Fox News expose of Israeli intelligence operations in the U.S. Remember the 12-part series that was pared down to a four-part series that eventually disappeared, you know? As it was put by back in 2001, December. Yeah. Now you see it, now you don't. Anyway, that story seems to be disappearing more and more, too. It's interesting, you know, you mention these kinds of things, and for some reason they seem to disappear. I look it up, what I'm talking about, but it appears the anti-war site is down at the moment. That's unfortunate. So the expose, Carl Cameron's 2001 four-part Fox News expose of Israeli intelligence operations. Again, I think there's a confluence of narratives. You know, you have the Yahoo email hacking 2014 intelligence, which seems to kind of parallel the Israeli intelligence operations that were exposed in Carl Cameron's Fox News expose back in 2001. And we've heard about a digital 911 for a while, haven't we? It's interesting. The Israeli intelligence operations allowed for plausible deniability. Obviously, the intelligence community could say, we didn't know about that. Colluding, collaborating, conspiring, I would say, with Russian intelligence operatives. The Obama administration did in the criminal charges that have been brought against the folks who, the four individuals that we know of that were involved in the Yahoo hacking scandal, 500 million accounts breached. That seems to parallel the Israeli intelligence expose. So why can't Carl Cameron, why can't the mainstream media do an expose of that type on this issue? It seems, as one reads just Senator Chuck Grassley's letters, that there is a lot of smoke and probably fire where that smoke is. So, speaking of Bill Browder, I want to give you his interview on CNBC before we go out here. He said lifting Russian sanctions will be a big disaster. What sanctions are we talking about? Well, here's Bill Browder himself to talk about that. Go ahead, please.
In very simple terms, I was kicked out of Russia. They raided my office. They arrested and killed my lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky. And for the last 7 years since he was killed, I've been fighting for justice for him all over the world. And we have legislation named after Sergei Magnitsky in the United States called the Magnitsky Act, which imposes visa sanctions and asset freezes on human rights violators in Russia, which is extremely annoying to Putin. He retaliated by banning adoptions by American families of Russian children. And this is one of the most contentious issues between the West and Russia right now.
Are you now concerned about President-elect Trump taking office? I mean, he's tougher in rhetoric to some countries like China, but clearly somewhat of a warm sense of tone in his rhetoric towards Russia.
Well, his rhetoric towards Russia is terrible for anybody who's been dealing with Putin. I mean, if what he says he plans to do, it will be a big disaster for the world to lift sanctions. So, I mean, very simply, Russia redrew the map of Europe by invading a European, our country in Europe, in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And they put sanctions in place, Western Europe and the United States, to punish Russia for that. And if he was to lift sanctions, it basically says to Putin, no problem. You know, invade wherever you want.
He would say that he's making a deal and he would get something for it, including the reduction of nuclear arms discussions, which are important to him, and reset relations, which under Obama administration have not been tough enough.
Well,
as you said.
Well, first of all, the Russians have been engaging in nuclear arms reduction discussions with America for the last couple decades, and this is something that's been going on forever. It's not like there's no conditions that are required for that. As far as this reset stuff goes, President Bush tried that. You remember there was a famous thing. He said, I looked into Putin's eyes and I saw his soul. That was his first meeting. And the next 27 meetings, he looked into Putin's eyes and didn't see anything there at all. And he's no fan of Putin. Obama had the same problem. If Trump thinks that the charm of his character is going to convince Putin to behave himself, he's sorely mistaken.
There's William Browder. You can learn more about him watching the... Well, we'll talk more when we come back. Stick around more right after this short break.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life.
And eventually the Russians defaulted on their bonds, devalued their currency by 75%, and I lost $900 million. $900 million. It was a shocking thing to be sitting in the middle of. I was the face of the Russian stock market on the way up, and I was the face of the Russian stock market on the way down. And it was worse than just a financial loss. It was a major public humiliation.
That was Bill Browder from the University of Cambridge Judge Business School interview titled Bill Browder on Russian Corruption and the Experience of Losing $900 Million. You can find that on YouTube under the Judge Business School University of Cambridge YouTube channel. And that was published back in 2011. It's a fascinating interview. We might even play it at some point because I think it's relevant. It's only about 16 and a half minutes long. But it's a fairly gripping tale. So anyway, I hope all of that information has been helpful and insightful. These are the sanctions that are the big question. Folks don't know. So it's interesting to me that there is sort of a conspiracy of silence on the details in the media. The rhetoric oversimplifies the discussion to the point of obfuscating context and thereby creating misdirection or indirection, if you will. And that is a provocative error on the part of the press that would seemingly want to ferret this out to whatever ends. Now, there seem to be some investigative journalists, folks like Eli Lake perhaps, and Malia Zimmerman and Adam Housley and others seem to be hot on the trail of the facts. Why is this not being discussed? The pieces are out there, but they're not being put together. I suppose as far as that's concerned, who was it? Not Angleton, but the difference between a puzzle and a mystery. I forget who it was. Yeah. Solving problems, puzzle versus mystery. The puzzle has pieces that can be assembled, whereas the mystery doesn't necessarily. Mysteries are receiver dependent. They turn on the skills of the listener, as it were. Anyway, whether puzzle or mystery in the wilderness of mirrors, it seems that folks in the mainstream press are reluctant to assemble pieces if there are some, if it is in fact a puzzle. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope, as always, that it was informative, and as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.